The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh. You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing. Oh, I already started.
Okay, sorry.
I started our podcast. Are you ready?
Wait, I think Ellie should do
that. No, you're just getting up. Oh, Bonnie, we have to reward our dog when she goes pee on the pad. So with turkey, with real turkey. So it's probably, I don't know, $10 worth of turkey a week. You know, and it's not even when she goes on the pad. Like you could walk her outside for an hour, and she won't pee outside.
She'll pee outside. She just always saves a little for inside because that's where she gets the treat. I should take treats outside and reward her outside, but I don't do it.
And why don't you? It's been
2 years.
I don't know.
It's a pain in the ass.
No, it's a pain in the ass to carry a piece of little turkey in your pocket. That's how you retrain her. You don't give her, and you get her off the pad and take her outside.
You know what I love about you?
What, that I don't do it?
That you just constantly tell me what to do with stuff that you don't do.
Yeah, but it's not my dog. It's your dog. Who would you would take the dog over me, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's your dog. I wouldn't take the dog over you.
No, because the dog doesn't cook and clean for you.
Oh, whoa, Mrs. Housewife.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And all right, what do you want to talk about? Let's get this thing rolling.
I don't know.
Because this could be one of the last episodes in...
Well, let's go over some of the... Aren't you supposed to do that?
A year in review?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, like, you know... I guess it was a decent year. The roast came out this year. I shot a special this year. Are you talking business-wise or everything? You know.
I mean, I was thinking worldly stuff, but then I realized, oh, we're talking to Rich Voss.
Oh, I'm more worldly than you any day of the week. Okay.
Do you think that's what I meant by that?
Yeah, what's going on in the world? Politics,
no, I meant,
pop culture.
No, my point was. Of course, you were talking about things that happened to you. That's what you...
And then I was going to move to you and then go to us and then the
okay.
world.
All right.
I, you know, you there's
okay. I don't. You're gonna
there's a pecking
up.
Order. A pecking
you've got
order.
So much anxiety. It's a, you talk about it every day.
What's it's bad.
It? Is it that tree? Because that tree is so
no, I love
weird.
That tree. That's the best tree.
It's like a broken down hooker from a old timey saloon.
Mm. Worked the other night when you did it. It's not a broken down hooker. We've had that tree for 11 years, right? Since Raina was born.
Uh-huh.
Well, do we have it the first year? I guess. When she was
born. I don't remember.
At least 11 years. At least 10 years. And it's a fake tree, obviously, because a real tree wouldn't last 10 years. And it's just a small, skinny, Charlie Brown Christmas tree. But it's nice. Like, this whole... These people that decorate and go crazy... Lights, you know, I drive at night to work, and people just have... I saw one guy on my way to Pennsylvania. I mean, every bush and tree, I mean, it had to be... I mean, if he paid to do this, it had to cost $20,000 to light his house, or $10,000. It was just lights everywhere. Crazy. The most lights I've ever seen on a house. More lights than... any house I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever see that when you go out at night and go, that's ridiculous?
Don't you remember for the CNN I had to go do that thing where it was like, it was in Florida. They flew me to Florida to go talk to people who had like massive Christmas tree decorations. There was so much on this cul-de-sac, Christmas tree decorations. They did like a news story about it.
Did they air it?
I don't know if they did or not.
You were probably too mean.
I did a little negative stuff on Jesus.
Then they didn't air it. I can tell you now.
But they showed me the finished piece. It was funny. It was really funny.
What did you do negative on Jesus?
I don't remember, but I said stuff like, oh, I think this is what Jesus would have wanted. Because it was like ridiculous how much stuff they had. And they had like Jesus in the manger and, you know, they were trying to like, connect what they were doing to religion. It was like, okay, this is not what your God had in mind. If your God was real.
I used to do that bit about Jesus.
Oh, cool.
On Easter.
What?
I mean, this is when I first started, so it's, you know, not what I'm doing now. But,
Let's get a little more dry.
Bonnie's going to get the dog some more food. It's all about the dog, even during the podcast. And, you know,
I'm sorry, it's real, and
the dog just, she's so cute. That's the only thing the dog has going for her. And she's a good watch dog. She barks a lot. Like, if she hears a noise, she'll bark. So that would warn us if an intruder came in. What the hell is that noise going on your phone?
I guess I'm getting some texts, maybe.
What?
I don't normally have my phone on, but I put it on because I expected you to be calling me to be like, come in for the...
First of all, off track. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was talking about my dumb bit I used to do. I don't need to do it. Good Friday. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
You're texting. It's...
You were telling a story.
No, forget it. I'm looking. You're not even looking at. I can't do this. Who? You know when you did radio, you didn't tell me you did it with my friend.
Who?
When you did what's her name? Why can't I think?
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, you did it with my friend Dez.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I don't know. It was on every social media platform.
No, I don't read it.
Okay, well, I don't know. Rush home. I did it with Dez. I don't know. He didn't cross my mind after we were done.
No, you would have said how he did or how it was doing it with him. You didn't tell me any of that stuff.
So if I would have said it, but I didn't say it. So how are you saying I would have said it?
You should have. If I did radio with one of your friends, I would have go, oh, I did radio.
I didn't even know he was your friend.
You knew he was my friend. We play golf.
I thought he was your friend in the way that everyone's kind of just like, hey, Rich, hey, you know. I didn't know that he was like, you're acting like he's your best friend.
He's not my best friend.
I've never seen you call him or talk about him or anything.
No, we play golf.
Okay, you played golf once. I don't know why you're getting like.
I'm not getting crazy. But it's kind of weird. Like
you're
at the village,
accusing me.
I didn't accuse you of anything. You always think you're being accused.
You're accusing me. You're saying you didn't tell me you did it with my friend.
Yeah. Like if I did radio with like Natasha, I would have came home and go, oh, I did radio with Natasha today. I wouldn't have hit it.
I honestly, until this very moment, did not know you guys were friends. I understand that you had played golf before together, mm-hmm. but I've never heard you talk about him. I've never heard his name come up not one fucking time. No funny stories.
Don't get
messy.
Why are you defending yourself?
I'm just saying I didn't. I'm not.
Why are you defending yourself? I'm just saying.
You asked me why I didn't bring him up. I'm telling you, I did not know you were friends.
Really? When you guys were talking.
Why is Alexa doing that?
I don't fucking know. Maybe she was unplugged or something.
Alexa, stop. Uh-oh. Stop listening to us.
She's turning yellow. I'm going to unplug her and then plug her in again. Hey, does anybody know why when we turn on our Netflix, there's no pictures on it of the TV shows or the movies? It's just all blank. Why is that?
I told you already.
Why do you think it is? The internet?
Yeah.
No. I don't think it's the internet. Maybe. It's probably the internet, but whatever.
Oh, you just really flipped it there.
Well, I mean, what
See,
else could
how
it be?
Can I know who's your friend or who's not your friend?
He's my friend.
180 in seconds.
Well, when we were at the Village Underground and you were talking to him all night, I go, that's my friend. I play golf with him, who I like. I think he's a good guy. So
yeah, but I mean, I didn't. He's milquetoast. He's nothing. It's like
that's not nice. He's whoa, Alexa, what's going on?
Alexa. I mean, I'm just saying there was nothing. Let's Alexa, go. Stop.
Stop what?
Leave us alone.
Here, you test it. Ask Alexa a question.
No.
Alexa, why does Bonnie get mad when you just confront her with something?
Well, the word confront.
I don't know that.
No, neither do I. Okay, so I guess Alexa's working again, but I don't know why she's turning colors. I don't know why Netflix is not showing. The house has fucking gone berserk. What do you think? All right, let's get back to a year in review.
All I'm saying is there was nothing interesting to be like, you know what he said?
No, I would have just said, hey, I did radio with so-and-so.
I did do
it was
this
fun.
To him. Boop, 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 boop.
You did that to him too?
Yes.
Why?
He was, I don't remember, but he was saying something about how like, you know, guys get worked up and when they can't, like it's a real thing, like when they can't like come, I guess. Like if a girl doesn't let them sleep with them, you know, it's like really a hard thing.
I don't care. But and when you do radio,
but nobody's talking about you and what you
he
care.
Said, guys, I'm falling in that category.
Okay, well, you didn't even, I mean, I'm trying to tell you the story and you're like, I didn't. I don't.
Where does Kate?
Not me.
Where does Kate go when you do radio? She sits on the side there.
She was actually doing stuff. She had to go get. She was doing stuff. She was in Jimmy and Sam for quite a while.
Oh.
She had to get W-9s or something. I don't know.
All right. So let's get back to. So
you're really great at this, you know that? Just like keeping it flowing and stuff.
I'm moving it along.
Okay.
Why is Alexa yellow?
Stop it. Ignore it. Just finish
the
podcast.
You brought it up.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to like have a mental fucking breakdown about it.
All right, let me just ask her one more thing to see if she's working. Maybe they went yellow for Christmas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds right.
All right, so
here, this is like you. This is you're terrible at radio. If you ever come to me and say somebody's bad at radio again, I'm gonna lose my mind.
What are you talking about?
Because you're not good at it.
I'm good at it.
No, you're not. You don't listen to other people. You don't like try to add anything unless it's me. I don't do me.
That's not true.
And then somebody says something, you just don't say anything back. You go, all right. Let's get back to what we were talking about.
All right, go ahead. Let's move. Let's move this going. I'm keeping it going. You're not.
I don't give a shit.
You always sound like you have a shit, but you're going, when are we going to do the podcast? So deep down, you do.
I don't. I have a thing in me that if we're going to do something, we should do it. If you said to me tomorrow, we're not doing the podcast anymore, you'd never hear about it again from me. I wouldn't be like, hey, you know what? We should rethink this.
This is a part of our lives.
Unfortunately.
Okay, but you're always going, and you do it like, when can we do the podcast?
No, I don't. You're lying. That is a lie. That is a lie.
We should do it in the car. We should do it
because
here.
I'm worried that you're going to infringe upon my other time. So I try to get it at a certain time. I say, can we do the podcast, you know, this time, whatever.
All right. Well.
Oh, here we go. it's Rich's transition time. All right. Well.
Let's get back to a year in review.
What are some of the things that happened this year and review?
What do you think? Name some things for you that you did great on. You did a lot this year. I mean, for your career, you did a lot. You directed a commercial. You did a bunch of comedy seller, the tapings. You did Fallon. What else? You had a big year. I mean, none of it brought money in, but you had a big year.
Did I do Fallon this year?
Yeah.
Oh. And I directed the opening of your comedy special?
Yep. That looks fabulous. We both had a vision for that. Yep. I don't think I helped you with that. That was your vision.
I mean, you told me what you wanted, and then we had a meeting with Chris and Frank about it, and I didn't really... I thought it was too jokey, their thing. So then I showed you something on TV that was like sort of similar and you agreed and then we went and did it.
Oh.
I said sort of like this. Remember we were watching that series with Cumberbatch? What's his
name? Yeah. Brendan.
Huh? Brendan Cumberbatch?
Is it Brandon? No, it's...
Benedict.
I know it was a B. No, his cousin is Brendan.
You know it personally.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's, and then I showed you that and you were like, yeah. Do you remember that? We just happened to be watching and I was like, that's sort of how I see it. And you were like, okay, yeah.
And then you directed it. I co-directed, you know, said, no, I don't even think I threw in any of my 2 cents on that one. I think I just let you do the whole thing, right?
You let me, thank you.
Well, you were taking the saddle, so... Wait, that's not the saying. What is it?
It doesn't really matter at this point because it's all just bullshit.
What is it?
Because to let me, like, didn't you want me to do it?
Yes, of course. You're great.
Well, letting me sounds...
No, once we got there... I let you take control. You took control. I wasn't going to try to force my way in.
Did you have things to force?
Well, I'm sure I made some, gave you some ideas while we were there, right?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we had a shot list that we just went through.
Oh, so maybe I didn't. All right. But it came out great either way. Either way. I love the beginning. I hate me, but I love the beginning of the special.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It looks great. That beginning alone is going to sell it.
Is it?
Yep. Yep. And the name, everything.
And then next year, starting right early in the year, you're going to be at the Stress Factory, 9th, 10th, 11th, right? Yeah. Or 10th, 11th, 12th?
I don't know.
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And we're going to be shooting. I wrote a movie with Ken Krantz.
Every night we're shooting?
Every night.
No.
Yes. But don't worry. We're only shooting probably Thursday night. Would you rather where the crowd looked really huge or where there was less crowd when we're shooting in the showroom?
Are you shooting me on stage?
Well, we're shooting two people having a conversation and you're in the background on stage.
That's my part in the movie?
No. You have...
Well, it doesn't matter because if you get me in the background, you're only going to get the front people anyhow.
No, because the people are sitting at the bar. We're shooting them from the bar to the background. Just want it to look like, you know, a real show is going on, which a real show is going on. But you have many scenes.
Many? How many?
Four, I would say.
No way.
Yeah. But they're all ad-libbed, which you love, right?
I fucking did that Comedy Central thing, and I ad-libbed it, and I turned their whole sketch around.
Great. So hopefully you can do that. So it's you and Vinny and Raina.
Raina's in it?
Yeah.
Our daughter?
Mm-hmm.
You said, mm-hmm, like there's another Raina. I was testing you. Is Dez going to be in it? Your buddy Dez, your new friend?
Do you want him to be in it?
Yes.
Okay.
He's my best new friend.
I told him one time that good-looking people aren't funny. I go, it just never happens. I'm sorry.
Was he good-looking?
He was upset by that comment. And then he went on stage.
You didn't say that.
I did say it to him.
Who's better-looking, him or Jeff Leach?
I would say Dez, probably.
So you, if I die, that's who you
are. But Jeff Leach is also very good-looking. Unfortunately, they're not... Like, that's not my type.
What do you mean? First of all, okay, here's the deal. If I die, you can go out with Dez because he's a golfer and you're used to golfers.
I don't know how to tell you. Like, I know that you look at other men and you go, you get turned on.
No, I don't get turned on.
Or something happens.
He's too tall for me.
Okay, so you see these kind of comments. It's not what I look for. I have a very crazy system in place for the guys that I want to date.
I like Jeff, too. How long are you going to wait after I die till you start dating?
Well, it depends if you get sick first or not.
What are you going to do?
Like, if you just, like, die, get hit by a bus, like, boom, you're gone, I'll wait, like, a couple months. But if it's a long, drawn out, there might be an affair happening or something.
Why don't you just...
No, I don't know if I'll...
What are you going to do with my stamp collection?
No, let's not. Come on. I don't want to get into a fight.
What?
And people were on your side. People were, yes, like, normally I'm with you, but I think he's just trying to prepare for your future.
Yes.
It's okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I noticed you posted a picture today of your shoes trying to sell them.
No, I wasn't trying to sell them. I was asking for more for Christmas.
Oh, God. It hurts me.
I said to if
Why
anybody.
Why do you have a. You have a. Is it?
I like collecting. You're,
it's a sickness, right?
No, it's not a sickness.
Is it a sickness? This is what I think. And just tell me, because I like to think of you deeply, in deeper terms. I know you only see me as barely a human, but...
let's not over-exaggerate.
Like, you don't know me that well.
I know you. Are you crazy?
No.
Four times a day, I even told you yesterday, I pointed out, I'll hear you go, oh, where's that? I can't find that. Where did I put that?
I do have that issue.
Okay,
yes.
So
that's not knowing me. That's like, you can know me for 15 minutes and know that about me.
No, that you're absent-minded and aloof.
I got a lot of, like, ideas going on all the time.
Okay.
It's not about that.
And you always have excuses and you always know how to twist things. Go ahead. You go. Go.
I think you have mental illness. But... It could be cured by you, but you don't like to because it gets you so much attention.
I'm not trying to get attention.
You love attention.
I'm a comic, but I don't like attention. I'm very shy. I back away.
Do you want me to cut you out of the movie?
No, not that kind of shy. Like, you know.
Are you and Vinny going to have a fight on camera over who's, like, getting better camera time?
No, I don't give a shit. Where's the movie going to go to?
Sundance.
Not Cannes? Tribeca, you're not going to shoot for them?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is it a short movie or is it a feature?
No, it's a feature film.
How long is it going to be?
95 minutes.
All at the Comedy Club?
No. Mm-mm.
Where's some of the other locations?
A house, interior of a house. There's a lot of exteriors.
When are you shooting that stuff?
Well, that stuff we're shooting probably more like in February.
And is Ken in the movie?
Yes. So I know, but I had to throw him a bone.
And whose idea was this movie? Ritu's?
No, it was my idea.
It was your idea?
Yes. I came up with the whole outline. I had a couple months ago, I suddenly had this vision I knew what I had to do is make this movie about New Jersey comedians. I know it sounds crazy.
Then why isn't like Florentine and Norton and bigger comedians?
Well, because it's hard to explain the way the movie works. I don't want to explain it all too much.
New but Jersey new comedians?
It's more the newer comedians.
Oh. I would give them cameos.
I mean, the only night that we're really shooting at the the Stress Factory is your weekend, so they would have to just come down to say hi to you, which...
There's not going to be any parts in movies where you could cut away and like do like reality and they give an opinion or something, or you know what I mean?
Like an interview?
Yeah.
No.
Those always make movies great.
I know. I see what you're saying and I like that. I do.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But this has like an element. It's hard to explain. It's really not about New Jersey comedians. It's really about Allie Mae and her dad and their fraught relationship.
Whatever that word is, why don't you do the reads now?
Okay.
All right. Just two of them. You can do two. Do both now.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready so I know what time to tell them.
Okay. I'm ready.
Go.
Our newest sponsor is perfect for the holidays because it's a gift that they won't be expecting and will keep giving for a long time. It's called Storyworth, and it preserves the memories and stories of your loved ones in a beautiful, hardbound book. So this is what I did. My mother's story is fascinating, so I did it with her. And basically, you subscribe to this, and they give questions, and they send in an email the questions to the person that you want to hear from, and then they answer the questions, and those parts of the story that they answer can go out to, you know, as many people as you would like. Storyworth was founded by a guy who wanted his dad to record his amazing stories. The family enjoyed it so much that they launched the business in April of 2013 so that families around the world could have access to all the stories from their loved ones as well. So once you do that, you could also do it in an audio form so the person doesn't have to write it down. They can just verbally tell their story and it gets sent to the people that you want it to be sent to. And then at the end, it gets put in a book, and you can make as many of these books as you want and give them out as gifts, and the story is there forever. It's pretty amazing. So the person either replies to the email with their story. They can record it over the phone by calling the Storyworth number. All stories are private and only shared with the family or friends that you choose. After a year, their stories will be bound into a beautiful keepsake book and sent to your family. They'll strengthen your family bonds and get to know your loved ones in a whole new way. It's a really amazing and deeply satisfying process. So, try this out. Try Storyworth out today. If you go to storyworth.com/wife to subscribe, you'll save $20. So storyworth.com/wife when you subscribe, and you'll save $20. Connect with your family and preserve the memories for yourself, your children, and their future families. And again, use storyworth.com/wife and save $20. Rich.
Pretty good.
Do I have to do the next one, or?
Yeah, do it now.
I don't know what one I'm supposed to do. I gotta find it. You need to come back.
I'm coming back.
To help me.
To help you. Oh, shit, this thing. Oh, I turned off the internet. Hold on.
Why?
Fuck. Do we need the internet for this? The internet doesn't have to be on for this, does it? Test 1, 2.
No.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2.
You don't need the internet to record.
Oh, okay.
Okay, listen. We think most clearly when we eat nourishing, healthy, and balanced meals. I'm a big proponent of feeding your body in a very healthy way.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
So that you don't have to worry about medical stuff on the other side of it. So, you know, it can be a chore, but if you go to Sunbasket and get them to give you some food to cook up real quick, it can be really easy. I've done it many times. It's the best thing in the world. Sunbasket offers 18 quick, healthy recipes every week. Now, you can choose any kind of food restriction that you want. Paleo, gluten-free, vegan, and calorie-conscious options. And they're all delivered to your door with organic produce and clean ingredients. So you don't have to worry about the details. And eating right is never a chore again. We've had amazing meals through this.
I liked it. I'm not gonna lie.
And it's so easy to do. Sometimes the meals only take like 15-20 minutes. So you can get home from work, you got a box, open it up, take out the
bing bing bing.
Bada ba boom. You follow these directions, they're so easy to use, and then you have a home cooked meal and you can feel good about yourself and your body will thank you for it. Just go to sunbasket.com/mywife today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/mywife for $35 off. sunbasket.com/mywife.
Pretty good. You're doing the reads perfect.
Thank you.
You're good at it.
Really, not messing around anymore with like Nazi talk or AIDS. I never said AIDS in a read in a long, long time. So I'm really learning. I've been beaten down by the system.
Yeah, well, guess what?
I'm on the treadmill and I can't get off. I'm just, hey, you want to live life and make money? I'm not going to say what I just saw.
Where did that food go that flew out of my mouth?
Why? Was it gum?
No, it was... Oh, part of my breakfast. I found it.
Wow. From that long ago, you still have food in your mouth?
It was under my... In my teeth or something.
Ew.
What? Oh. You some... Time's up.
Oh, boy.
You never
I
liked
make that joke every time. I'm Rich Voss.
The next day, you've never found food in your mouth from the day before.
No. No. I can never? Honestly say no.
Or 2 days later, you go, oh,
there's a little piece of that. No, never have.
Yeah. I brush my teeth twice a day. How many times a day do you brush your teeth?
I don't know, 2-3.
I do 2.
Depends if I'm going out. You know, I'll give myself a brush almost every time I leave the house.
How many times does Des brush his teeth in a day?
I don't know, but it's got to be a lot because... Oh, you. See, you're like so in love. That's why you brought him up, because you're like, you did it with a guy that I've jerked off to.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, why
gross.
Are you so
because yet last time
obsessed
I was watching,
with good-looking men? Or
I'm not good-looking men. I'm
men
obsessed.
That if, have... You were like...
If you did that... If
you remember the time you brought up Jason... what's his name?
If you did that show with anybody, just name a name, with fucking Luis Gomez, I would have said, why didn't you tell me to do it with Luis? Like, if you do it with one of my friends.
First of all, you never asked me one question about it.
Yes,
took the
I
train
did.
In,
I
did it,
radio.
And I immediately took the train back.
I go, how did radio go today? How was it?
No.
Yes.
No, you didn't ask me one.
Are you crazy? I always ask you about radio when you do radio. I always go, how'd it go? What'd you talk about? So don't ever say I don't. I always ask you about radio. That's the main thing I talk to you about. Is how you
I
do.
Know for a fact that you didn't ask me any
You're
questions 100%
about wrong.
It. So,
hey, does anybody know why Lex is yellow now and not blue? I bet you could change the colors on it. I bet you can. That's probably it.
No, it's blue when you say your name.
No, it's blue Look, all the time.
Alexa.
Oh, I turned the internet off.
I'm having trouble connecting to the internet.
Oh.
Take a look at the help section.
Shut
Alexa
up.
App.
Okay, this is not a good podcast. You better pick it up.
This is one of the best podcasts we ever did. No, last week was good. So, yeah, it's blue again. Ask her a question. So.
No, Raina brought up something last night. Alexa,
what?
Stop.
Alexa. Alexa.
Just don't. Just leave her alone.
What are you doing for Christmas, Alexa?
She's just turning on. Raina brought up something last night that I forgot what it was. And it was so funny, and I was like, oh, I got to talk about that on the podcast.
Well, what is it?
It was like something that you did, some crazy thing that you did for something free, to get something free.
What, when I bought the cologne perfume?
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah. The lady was a very pushy salesperson.
Raina said she was embarrassed.
Oh. Oh, time's up.
I won't stop doing it. I'm Rich Voss.
No, when we were, I was getting my daughter some perfume, which was quite expensive.
Ellen, right?
It's like $130 for this perfume. Okay. Right? So the lady was pushy. I wasn't even sure I was going to get that for Ellen. But I mean, like, I've never had a lady or a salesman or a sales lady or salesperson or sales they or, you know, that pushy, even when you're buying a fucking car. How come my sound is not...
Okay, stop. You have to learn how to fucking do this. I'm every time we do the pause.
Quit yelling at me. Your
like,
sound is
I
great.
I can't help it. You've now been my doing sound it for is six fucking years.
Stop. I'm
and
just saying my
how
sound.
You started on your own.
It's
you
going
don't know
perfect.
How to troubleshoot
you better
anything.
Quit yelling.
I can't take it. It's like move. Every time we're doing the podcast, this is half the fucking podcast. Wait, what? Now this went it's, down. Now this. Going you don't. You have never learned how to fucking do
I
it.
I do it perfect.
No, you don't. How do you do it perfect if you're having
into the mic
every time?
Into the mic.
How do you do it? Listen, I can't take it. I can't take it. Learn something. Like, actually know it. You know? Do you want me to take it over?
No.
I fucking will.
No. No. It's going well. The sound went up when you were yelling. I'm just not yelling today. I'm not like you. I'm just trying to be nice and calm and peaceful.
Every time we do the podcast. Every single time.
Not every time. You exaggerate.
If I fucking torched that piece of paper, you'd be like,
is that what I'd be?
How can you do something 7,500 times and still it just doesn't sink in? Because you're not learning it.
I'm learning. I know exactly what to do. I just have those here. Just...
Okay, give me the papers. Give me the papers.
No,
give me the papers and let me see if you know.
No, at the end I'll do it without the papers. God, what do you?
It's insane, Rich. It's insane. It's like if you drove the car. It's like driving a car. If every time you got in, you're wait, why isn't it starting?
How come every day?
And then you had to get a piece of paper and it says turn the key.
How come every day you misplace something? How come every day?
You can turn this around on me if you want.
I'm gonna, because you are yelling at something you can't do.
I've asked many. You know what? Do you want me to learn how to do it?
No,
because I guarantee you, I do it once and know how to do it.
Oh, really? Is that your guarantee?
I fucking guarantee it, and you know it. And that's why you won't let me do
but
it.
Always
you don't
problems
even want,
come
you
up.
Always like,
problems come up. It's not, I don't know
yes,
how to do
because
it.
Because if you actually knew something about what you were doing or how it was working,
no, that's
you'd
not
be
true.
Able to troubleshoot.
No,
but
no.
You don't know. You have no idea it's working.
You're 100% wrong. Because sometimes
you have any idea how it's working.
Yes.
No, you just press the right buttons.
No, because let me tell you
do
something.
Do you know where this is going?
The microphone?
Yeah, do you know where the sound is the inputting?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, you want me to tell you where it inputs?
Yeah, because every time you're like, it says turn off the speakers,
no,
I don't know what I should do.
You're starting to get on my nerves because you're wrong.
You're starting to get on my nerves. Well, good, then we're both on each other's nerves.
Oh, good.
Good.
Good. Good.
Good.
Get on my nerves.
You're on my nerves.
Yeah, well, who do you think get on my nerves way more than I get on your nerves?
Oh, get that gum out and get another one in there. Well, it's only an hour podcast, but you have to switch gum in the middle of the podcast. And not only that, but you leaned in to do it.
No, I didn't. I took it
out. Oh, you only got 10 more minutes? Well, let me change the gum now on mic then. Yeah, I know where it's thin pudding. Well, I'll get a little stressed out here. My wife's accusing me of not knowing what I'm doing because I don't know what I'm doing. So let me get some gum in here.
You're so corny. You're a dumb character.
Let me put it down in there. Oh, there's too much food from breakfast still down there. I can't put my gum down there. Well, I'm going to put my gum on the upper part. Oh, there's food from last night in there.
That's gross. No food.
Really? Did you just say it?
I was joking.
Oh, were you? I saw it fly out.
But that
out
was from breakfast.
Fucking...
Not from last night.
Oh, my God.
I didn't get till bed.
Well, how are you so literal? You don't even get at anything.
I get everything.
You get nothing.
I get it. Please. Please. All right.
Dez. Dez, why didn't you tell me you did it with Dez? Why?
No, I know. I was watching.
What, did he look at you for more than 5 seconds? Because he should be looking at me.
Yeah. Here's the craziness.
Dez.
I just saw it on
Facebook. Dez is my friend.
I saw on Facebook a thing with you and Nikki. And him in studio. So it's weird because whenever I do radio, you always go, who'd you do radio with? And I always say to you, who do you do radio with? Every time. When I came home from radio last week, you go, who was there? Every time.
Yeah, every time I ask you, how was it? What did you do?
Yeah, and every time I ask you.
If you had have asked me, I guarantee.
I did ask you how it
you
was.
You didn't ask me who I You're did wrong. It with or I would have told you. Was there radio. Was no reason for me to keep that a
secret.
I
probably said, how was radio to you?
Okay. Well,
didn't I?
I probably said fine, and you were okay with that answer.
All right.
There's no deeper.
There's no. I only asked you a question. You're turning it into some big gay thing and whatever. All I did was ask
Dez
you.
Dez is my friend. Did Dez ask about me?
No, I didn't say that.
No, he didn't. He didn't say one word about you. Why didn't you call Dez? Why didn't you tell me you did fucking radio with my wife? Why don't you ask him?
I haven't seen
him. Are you such a good friend of yours?
I haven't seen him. He's not a great friend. He's a hello goodbye friend, but I'll play golf with him and we'll become better friends. Yeah.
Didn't... Oh, God.
Okay, so move on. Back to the year in review.
He's one of my very bestest friends.
I never said that.
Me.
I never said
that. I don't know. He's a hello goodbye friend.
I never said
I mean, it's like, honestly, there's no talking to you. There's
no,
cause you know
no,
why?
You're so close.
There's no there. That's the problem.
What's there?
You have no center. It's just like when you were talking about the internet. Or Netflix. No, it's not because of the internet. Oh, it probably is because of the internet. That's you.
Yeah, I thought
that's having a conversation with you.
I thought about it and it seemed like, but everything else
but
works.
But I told it to you yesterday.
No, because everything else works around the house on the internet. So why? That might not be the reason why.
I said it's a faulty fucking connection.
That's what you said. But everything else is connected. Why wouldn't that?
Everything's right. Connected.
Yeah, so why wouldn't that be connected?
Why wouldn't
you think
it?
You know everything?
I don't think I know everything.
You do. You act. You come around. You walk around like you're.
Why didn't you tell me you're radio with Dez two weeks ago? I love him.
I don't love.
I love him. I love Dez. He's my best friend in the whole world. You should have told me. I say hello. I say goodbye. It's just, you'll just say anything.
Who else was there?
You just spill. It just spills out of your mouth. There's no fucking connection to anything.
Are you crazy? I set up good stories and good fucking, if it wasn't for me, all these.
See, you don't even know what we're talking about. You just went on something else. You're like, oh, how is she? This is you. Are you yelling at me about something? Let me fucking fight back. I don't even know what I'm fighting back against.
I'm trying to blank you out.
I'm trying to blank you out.
I use you for the reads now.
What does that mean?
That I'm blanking you out because you're yelling and you're making fun of me and it's not nice. I would never make fun of you like this.
Go ahead, try. You don't have it in you. You don't have the abilities. The only ability you have is to be mean to someone until they fucking give up.
Oh, really? That's my only ability.
That's what you like to do. You feel like somebody's pushing at you a little too hard, you'll fucking make them bleed out on the floor. Then, oh, I'm sorry. Right?
Wrong.
Oh, well, I stand corrected.
All right, let's get back to the year in review.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill you. I can't do it. It's not like having a conversation with a
what
person.
Are you,
it's like,
well, you don't want to talk politics. We don't want to alienate people. You don't want to talk relationships.
Care about alienating people?
Huh?
I don't care about alienating people.
Well, you obviously, when you do your nut allergy material.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. It's like, it's so freeing, actually, because it's like, well, now you can joke about nothing. I did a joke about wishing Rich had a nut allergy, so it would make it easier for me to kill him, basically. It's the joke. And people...
You did on Comedy Central.
Yes.
And they aired.
And that
they used aired, in the promo.
And then, but then somebody who has like a verified account that's like Red Shoes for something, some kid. I mean, I knew it had to have been like... It's all these people who have dead kids from food allergies that are like coming after me. But it's like, I, you know, in my mind, it's like, first of all, I'm not yelling that food allergies aren't real or anything. So it seems like a weird, I'm not the person you should be coming after. I mean, I tried to tell him, I was like, I'm taking a food allergy seriously. That's why I want my husband to have one. I know they're deadly, you know, and then. I actually went on their page and was like, I'm actually bringing awareness to your cause. And they were like pretty upset by that. But it is like you can't just single people out because they're saying words that have affected you in your life in the past. It's like if somebody died in a boating accident and then somebody had a joke about a boating accident, would you be like, don't you dare? People were like, one guy was like, my son died of a walnut allergy last Christmas. Great timing. It's like, well, how would I fucking know that? You what, know?
That it was the walnut anniversary? Nothing. I got nothing.
And you know, I also have complete compassion for these people that how horrible. I mean, it was
yes, of course.
Insane tragedy. And I understand they have this misplaced anger towards me, but it's like, you know, I don't know what to fucking do about it. I can't stop talking about everything. You know? It's honestly like, if you break it down, it's like, at this point then, everything is off the table.
Yeah, if I... Yeah, like, if you talk about fucking eBay. I was buying some on eBay and I met the person, he killed me.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, that's not a good example.
No.
No, I don't think that was a good example. But...
But I mean, like, it's you know, but people do die. People do die. You know, that every one of us will at some point. So, you know, people get so crazed about it. But it's like, I understand it affects you very deeply and personally. But also, I didn't put my fucking bit on your page. I didn't seek you out to watch this.
Wait, they saw it on TV or online?
I have no idea where they saw it, but the guy or the woman, whoever it is in that, they posted my whole bit on their page. So then people came after me. And it's like, then when I like posted what they had posted on my page, you know, then people were like, why would you post that and have the trolls come after them? It's like, well, they posted it first. Like,
did you say that?
No, I completely stopped answering. But it's like, I, you know, I'm not responsible for the trolls. Like, am I now responsible for fucking? Because people did say some mean things on there. Some people were like, I hope your kid dies of it. Hope your other kids die of nut allergies or, you know, just shit like that. You're like, that's not the stance I was going to take.
So people are coming after you for nut allergies.
And then I have a whole other thing coming after me.
For being a feminist?
For being a SJW,
what's
a social justice warrior.
Oh.
And that won't stop. Like that I used to be cool, but now I give trigger warnings. I have a joke about giving a trigger warning, which is... It's making fun of trigger warnings. But these people are too fucking stupid to understand jokes anymore. They're being triggered by me saying the word triggered. It's like, ah, I can't. It's like, I don't even know. Like, honestly, comedy is so on its way out. It's either going to be this thing like wrestling where only a few, you know, it's like very, it's not mainstream. It's like.
No, it's just going to be all safe place comedy. It's going to be.
I mean, you can see it starting to happen where, but the thing is that people like a different, edgier kind of comedy. It's like you don't get it. And if you like an edgy kind of comedy, but not over the edge, like now it's being split up into like dead baby jokes and super soft comedy. It's like, well, what, is there nowhere in between that you can make a point about something or, you know, It's
I don't know. I mean,
fucking unbelievable that you can't like make jokes about wanting your husband to die.
Well, Louis worked Sunday, Monday, sold out three shows where he was.
He did?
Yeah.
Louis C.K.?
Yeah. No, Louis Anderson.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, there's people that want to still see good comedy, or not good, you know, comedy. Not
well,
that's not fluffed. That's not. You know, I
but why are you using Louis as the example of that?
Well, because he would, I mean, if, one, he's, holy fuck. Oh.
Oh, here we go again.
It just completely stopped. And when my, okay. It just went MacBook Air. When, all right, let's wrap this up.
Before I fucking lose my mind. When we get off this podcast, by the way, there's going to be a half hour lecture you learning how to use this program.
I know how to use the program.
Oh, as he pulls his papers out to fucking close up shop.
That's not true. I'm going to put them back on my bulletin board.
How come you don't know, though?
I do know.
Just answer honestly. Just answer honestly.
I just like to follow steps.
Instead of trying to protect yourself, answer these questions honestly.
I know.
Answer these questions honestly. Is this something you don't want to do?
No.
Because I'll take it over.
I'm doing it right now without the papers. Ready?
No, instead of trying to protect, like, oh, I'm smart, I know stuff. That's not what we're doing here. What I'm trying to get from you is, how come you haven't learned it yet? Is it not interesting to you?
I have learned it.
See, you won't give in.
Because
he's hiding the papers under the table. Like, I don't get how to have a conversation with you. Like, because you just won't ever admit the truth.
Don't start now. If you can't have a conversation
with
me.
Why don't you just tell the truth? Isn't that what AA is all about? Truth?
Oh, really? There you go. Just break my anonymity. Just throw it. You always throw in AA. And you saw a movie the other night that was talking about honesty and truth and recovery.
No, that's you. That's all you. You gave me that information. So don't.
I'm very truthful.
No, you're not.
Who lies more, you or I?
See, you're deflecting something.
Yes.
I'm asking you to tell the honest truth, not in the truth of like.
I don't want to argue and end the year up arguing.
Why? What difference does it fucking make?
Because
it's just a fucking stupid, you know, marker in time that doesn't matter.
What, the end of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really big on all of that stuff.
So why don't you just,
Although,
why don't you make a new fucking thing and say, I'm going to start telling the truth even when it hurts. Even when I think I'm, because basically what you're doing is you're protecting yourself from what I don't know. That part I can't tell you. But any person who would make this many mistakes after 500 fucking podcasts would say out loud into a mic, I'm probably not the best one to do this, but I'm doing it.
That's not true. Pretty good at it.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm going to tell you.
You won't admit.
Out of 340 podcasts, maybe 10 have been disrupted. Maybe 10.
Every time we do it. Every single time. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're exaggerating, and people know it. I'm surprised you're not getting trolls calling you an exaggerator. So there. Bonnie is going to Canada, but she's also going to Chicago.
Stopping in Chicago to do one show.
What night
December is that? December 22nd. It's a Saturday. It's this Saturday. It's
oh, you're going there
22nd.
First?
December 22nd, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Doing Chicago, then the next day I'm leaving for Canada.
Oh, you couldn't line anything up for Friday. It's too late now. But
what?
Friday. He just gave you Saturday, the guy.
Rich, Raina's in school on Friday.
But they're all off all next week. When are they off till? Late January 2nd?
Yeah, probably. Something like that. I don't know.
Well, go see her. What's the name of the place in Chicago?
North Bar. Link
gonna
is
sell
in my
out.
Bio at the on my Instagram.
It's going to sell out. Get your tickets now. The 28th and 29th, I'll be at the Tropicana in Atlantic City.
Sign up on my Instagram for some fucking dumb drama with trolls.
27th, 28th, Atlantic City, Tropicana. Got the Stress Factory coming up. Helium, go to richvoss.com. I don't know. This might be the last podcast of the year. Maybe we'll get one more in for next week. I don't know. If we don't, have a happy new year, happy holidays, and all that bullshit. Merry Christmas. And There you have it. Talk to you later. Goodbye. Goodbye. VossRoast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
It's Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals.
Now, Shoprite does the Can-Can, selling lots on brands on everything in Can-Can. Today is great to save some cash, so come to Shoprite's Can-Can Man. Can-Can, you save much more on every brand. Can-Can.
Find endless deals at Shoprite's Can-Can sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.